Besieged Gazans are anticipating the arrival of the Viva Palestina aid convoy that is to bring hundreds of tons of relief aid and medicines, but problems in the territory are so acute that the aid seems like a drop in a bucket. Gaza's hospitals and clinics are running low on medicines and surgical supplies as Israel restricts the flow of medicine into Gaza. The Ministry of Health in Gaza says the health system is on a verge of collapse due to acute shortage of medicines.
The health system in Gaza is on the verge of collapse, and we urgently need the international health organizations to step in and help us. Our hospitals lack over 150 types of medicine and 160 types of medical and surgical equipment.
Israel and Egypt shut down Gaza's border in June 2006 and tightened it further when Hamas movement gained control of Gaza a year later. Israel relaxed the tight siege, allowing consumer goods into Gaza after its May attack on a Turkish aid ship sparked international outrage, but still blocks all exports from the territory, imposes a complete naval blockade, severely restricts the movement of people, and limits the import of construction and raw materials. 22 months after the 22-day war, large parts of the territory are in ruins. Shortage of construction materials has put a huge strain on the education sector, where in many cases up to 55 students are crammed into a classroom.
Overcrowdedness inside the classrooms of our schools. This problem is very clearly seen in the high levels, I mean in the preparatory schools and in the secondary schools. During the last war, targeted intentionally many of the schools inside the Gaza Strip.
The siege has also increased poverty and unemployment rates. According to UN aid agency UNRWA, about 80% of the Gaza population depends on assistance, as unemployment has soared above 40%. Prior to the siege, unemployment rate stood at 19.5%. According to the United Nations figures, the war left more than 50,000 homes, 800 industrial units, 200 schools, as well as 39 mosques and 2 churches damaged or destroyed.
This is a cruel and inhumane siege of the unarmed people of Gaza, people here lack basic things in their daily lives.
We don't want border crossings to be open for a day or two. We want them to remain open permanently so that we can have building materials to rebuild everything here.
Observers believe that the Israeli blockade must be fully lifted to end the humanitarian crisis and the tragedy of 1.5 million people in Gaza. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.